All right. So I'm talking about in Yana Elul. So one of the items that comes up in Elul is a minhag, a widespread minhag, to recite the 27th parak in Tehillim, the David Hashem Ori, each morning and evening. And it's around 300 years old, that minhag, and I'm going to talk about the sources of the minhag at a later point in time, hopefully. But one simple reason, the original reason, is it mentions 13 times in the Perek, the Shem Hashem, which is Merames on the 13 Midah Rabrachmin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Hashem Kel Erech Apayim Rav Chesed Bemet. So it's Merumas in that Perek and Tehillim. So we recite that Perek and Tehillim to, you know, propitiate Hashem that He should show us Rachmim during this period of time. One issue that comes up is, so each day we recite the David Hashem Ori at the end of the tefillah after the Shir Shel Yom. On Monday, it will be Sunday night, Monday, according to most minhagim, is when you begin saying it, on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So on Monday morning, we'll have the Shir Shel Yom, we'll have Baruch Hinafshi, and we'll have the David Hashem Ori. So the question is, what order do we say them in? In other words, so Shir Shel Yom I know I have, but as between Baruch Hinafshi and the David, which do I do first? So there's a klal we would think that we could use in this case. What's the klal that should guide us, if anybody wants to say? What? Tadir, right. So we know that the Mishnah tells us in Masechet Tzvachim, that the Mishnah learns, let me just go over the Mishnah briefly. So the Mishnah says, Tadir mechavero, kodei mechavero. If I have two mitzvahs to do, and one is more tadir, one is more frequent, we'll say, so that one has priority. For example, the Mishnah says, Hatmidim kodem lemusafim, the Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Tamid, takes priority over the Korban Musaf. The Korban Tamid comes every day, and the Musaf is going periodically. And then Musfei Shabbat, Korban Musfei Rosh Chodesh. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so I'll bring the Musaf on Shabbos before the Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is every week, and Rosh Chodesh is once a month. He says, Musfei Rosh Chodesh, Korban Musfei Rosh Hashanah. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah, which is coming up. So I'll bring the Musaf Rosh Chodesh first, and I'll bring the Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Shene'emar, and the Mishnah quotes a Pasuk, Mi Levado Lada Boker, Shil Lada Tamid, Tasud Eila. And the way the Gemara concludes is, Abayi, the way he learns the Mishnah, is the Torah could have said, Mi Levado Lada Boker, Belishtok. It could just say, besides the Lada Boker, he says, Asher Lada Tamid Lamali, why does it add the words Asher Lada Tamid? It was besides the morning Korban, why does it say Asher Lada Tamid? Lameimar, the Hafta Zira Tikdom, that the Torah is teaching me that which is frequent I say first. So now, let's go back. So now I have Baruch Hinafshi and I have the David Hashem Ori. Which one is more Tadir? Which would everybody say is more Tadir? Is between Baruch Hinafshi and the David Hashem Ori? What? The David is more Tadir. The David is more Tadir because? You could say it more times, right. So Michael is saying that L'David is more Tadir, because I say L'David, you know, 50 times, whatever, I say the whole Elul, then I say it till Shmini Atzeret, so it's about another, so it's around a little over 50 times I say it, whereas Baruch Hinafshi, I only say, you know, maybe like 15 times during the year, so that's a trumpet. So that's a good argument. So let's take a look and see what's doing. So now, they have all these boutiques farm out these days, so generally, the way we usually assume is utilizing the idea of Tadir that we arrive at the conclusion that Baruch Hinafshi is first. That's the way the poskim take it. But we have to figure out why that should be the case. So one of the boutique svarim is safer that's called Tadir Kodem. so that's a good safer to consult with, don't you think? So it's like the safer that I had on Shabbos, which is about Meir Brachot. So I know that the Rabbi Slomnicki spoke on this topic once at a Shal Shudas. I listen to you, Rabbi Slomnicki. I hear what you say. So he quotes, it's a difficult issue which Michael is touching on. On the one hand, the David Hashem Ori is more times, but then the Baruch Hinafshi is spaced out evenly during the year. So it's similar to Akasha. Let's say I have a question between Kiddush Levana and Sfiras HaOmer. So which has priority? So Kiddush Levana I say once a month. Sfiras HaOmer I say 49 times. Which one has Kedima with this? So he quotes from the Aruch Lanir. I tell you, tonight's the night for Aruch Lanir. It's totally with the Sugyan Sukkah, but the Daf Yomi is quoting from the Aruch Lanir. It's Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger. I was quoting from the Aruch Lanir. I was quoting from the Bikuri Yaakov, and I was quoting from which is his other sefer. So the Aruch Lanir says he proves that Tadir is called that which I say like at many different times during the year. So he quotes the Gemara Masechet Shavuos. It says that the Sirei Rosh Chodesh are Tadir, the Gabi Sirei Regalim. In other words, on Rosh Chodesh I bring the Seir. How many times do we bring the korban with the seer on Rosh Chodesh? Only 12 times during the year. So in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not bringing more than one day of Rosh Chodesh korbanot. So I'm bringing a seer. That has priority over the seer of the regalim. Now the regalim, I have many more times, right? The regalim, I have a seer on the regalim. I have 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret. I got 7 days of Pesach and I got Shavuos. So I got many more times for that. And yet, the one that's called Tadir is the one for Rosh Chodesh. So, this is making it a little short. And
they're not in conflict there.
No. In other words, you mean Seer Rosh Chodesh and Seer Regalim. You mean how, in other words, the regular is not at the same time as Rosh Chodesh, right. You want to say. So how does that relate? So I have to take a look at the Gemara Masechet Shavuos. The Chashva Seer Rosh Chodesh Tadir, the Gabi Seer Regalim. The only way it would relate, it would be on Rosh Hashanah is the only way I would think of it. But otherwise I can't. Otherwise, I don't know why he would. Right, I don't know why there was. I have to look at the Gemara in Shavuos. I don't know why he's got about it with Rosh Chodesh. The only way I would think it would be with Rosh Hashanah. So he says Seer Rosh Chodesh has Kedima. So the so it means like this. So logically, the way I analyze it is like this. Let's say you have somebody who learns 10 minutes a day and 10 minutes at night, and then 1 month he says, I'm doing tshuva this 1 month, I'm going to study 400 dapim, and that's 400 dapim 1 month. Then he goes back to his 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. And another person, he does daf yomi. Every day he learns a daf. At the end of the year, who do we say is more tadir? Who is more tadir? So you're right, this other fellow, he learned 400 dapim, and the person who did the daf every day, he just did 365 dapim, which is a nice amount anyway. But the one who's more tadir, consistency, is with the daf yomi. So that's the way tadir has priority in that sense. That's one answer. Okay, now the second answer, this is from Emes Liakov, a different answer. So Emes Liakov, the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he wants to say like this, that that Barchi Nafshi is connected to the Shir Shel Yom. In other words, Barchi Nafshi speaks to the day, like Rosh Chodesh. That's linked to the Shir Shel Yom. And he quotes here, the Matei Ephraim says, let me see where he quotes here. One second. Yeah. So
it is the Shir Shel Yom.
Okay. The Matei Ephraim holds that a person should, not like we do in the shul here, right. He said you should have a Kaddish between the Yom and the David. In other words, the Matei Ephraim holds that I should always have a Kaddish between the Shir Shel Yom and the David, because those are two different inyanim. But the Barchi Nafshi, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to say, is like linked to the Shir Shel Yom. So it makes sense then that should have Kedima than to the L'David Shemori. That's a different parsha with that. Okay, it's just a Hara that I thought I would bring up, and I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Yochanan, Uchash, Shemor, Baruch Hu.